When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Cha-cha-cha. Yes, we've all got possibilities, especially in the fall season. And Peggy Lee pulled a song out of It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman to tell us that all those roads are open to us. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, WPPB Peconic Public Broadcasting. Radiating out of the slightly sultry Southampton, New York, its summer came back with a vengeance into the fall. But the fall is what we're going to be dealing with today, and new beginnings for many of us, those of us who teach or go back to school, or certainly those of us who work in the arts. It is a brand new season, a brand new canvas on which we can write all sorts of changes in our lives and sensibilities. So today, we're going to be looking at lots of new roads and new choices and new possibilities, as I said, from the Broadway musical. Well, let's turn to a song I like very much by Richard Maltby and David Shire that Barbara Streisand endorsed somewhat early in her career, and it's about starting here. Starting Now, in fact, which is the title, and then we'll segue into Idina Menzel, Starting Over from If Then. But first, Barbara Streisand.
Starting here, a second chance. I thought I was done. Then I met you. And though I never dreamed I could learn how to love again, I placed my bet. And you came through. I somehow still lost. I somehow always do. This time feels new. Thank you for finding me, and thank you for the care. Thank you for making me think that this life might be fair. You promised to love me, a promise you kept, and I won't be sorry that you said to leap and I left. I won't regret what I did then, though it hurts more than I could imagine back when. All the same, even so, I would love you all over again. Am I always starting over in a brand new story? Am I always back at one after all I've done? 'Cause I burned all of my bridges and learned every last lesson too. So how can I start new? Love our children both fiercely and well. When they ask about you, oh Lord, the stories I'll tell. And I won't regret the lives I did lead. I knew you, I loved you, let that be all that I need. Say that is fate, say it's foretold. I'm through with fighting and I'm much too old. What the gods have to give, I'll take and I'll live and be. Choices that made me, all of the accidents yet to be, all that's ahead and all that's behind, it's all in the moment I make up my mind and open my heart.
Were the Tungsten Alloy Chops of Idina Menzel, who's starring in If Then on Broadway, about a woman who has many roads to choose, clearly starting now. Well, Barbara Cook is going to borrow a song from the 1973 musical Seesaw to remind us that starting here, starting now is great, but it's not really where you start, it's where you finish.
It's not where you start. It's where you finish. It's not how you go. It's how you land. 100-to-1 shot, they call him a klutz. Can outrun the favorite, all he needs is the guts. Your final return will not diminish, and you can be the cream of the crop. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. If you start at the top, you're certain to drop. You got to watch your timing. Better begin by climbing up, up, up the ladder. If you're going to last, you can make it fast, man. Nobody starts a winner. Give me a slow beginner. Easy does it. Conserve your fine endurance. Easy does it. For that's your life insurance. While you are young, take it wrong after wrong after wrong after wrong after wrong. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. It's not how you go, it's how you land. 100-to-1 shot, they call him a klutz. Can outrun the favorite, all he needs is the guts. Your final return will not diminish, and you can be the cream of the crop. It's not where you start, it's where you finish, and you're gonna finish on top. Your final return will not diminish, and you can be the cream of the crop. It's not where you start, it's where you finish, and you're gonna finish on top. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. And you're gonna finish on top.
That was Barbara Cook co-opting a song from Seesaw. Nice song by Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here in September. And for many, many of us, September is a great time to sort of reassess ourselves and pull ourselves up by our metaphorical bootstraps and look ahead to the year that unfolds in front of us. If it's a theatrical season, it's full of surprises and nuances and discoveries. And most of us, maybe it's a good time to look around and review our situation to see if there's maybe something better than the life we've been leading. So I've already dropped two titles. Here's the first. This is from the film version of Sweet Charity with Shirley MacLaine, Paula Kelly, and Cheetah Rivera. So you get Shirley MacLaine and Cheetah Rivera. What's wrong with that? Another Cy Coleman, Dorothy Fields song, interestingly enough. And then we'll segue into Jonathan Pryce, a great performer from the 1994 revival of Oliver, reviewing his situation. But first, Sweet Charity.
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, get out and do it. There's gotta be some respectable trade. There's gotta be something easy to learn. And when I find me something I ever can learn, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, get out and learn it. All these jokers, how I hate them, with their groping, grabbing, clutching, lynching, strangling, handling, fumbling, pinching. Fooey! There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live. And when I find me some kind of life I can live, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, get out, live it.
I got it. I have got it.
What?
I am going to be a receptionist in one of those glass skyscrapers, 9 to 5. My own typewriter,
yeah.
And water coolers, and office parties. Ooh, and coffee breaks. Wow.
When I sit at my desk on the 41st floor in my copy of a copy of a copy of Dior, I'll receive big tycoons and I'll point to a chair. I'll say, honey, while you're waiting, how would you like to put it down over there?
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, do it!
Hey, hey, me too, me too. I'm gonna get out of here and I'm gonna go right to the top. I am gonna be a hat check girl at one of them East Side high class restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, a tray full of cigarettes cost them 60 cents a pack and keep the change. And all those hats coming in, derbies, Hamburgs. Ooh, and that cute little checkered number with the skinny brim and the feather.
Check your hat, sir. Check your coat, sir. Check your vest, sir. Check your pants. Check your socks, sir. Check your shoes, sir. I can hold them while you dance. Check your eyes, sir. Check your ears, sir. Check and see if you are free. How about it? After hours, I'll check you. And you check me.
Me too. I'm gonna get out too.
But baby, what can you do?
I don't know. Just get me out of here and I'll figure it out later.
There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live.
And when I find me some kind of life I can live,
I'm gonna get up and I'm living!
Man's got a heart, hasn't he? Choking apart, hasn't he? And though I'd be the first one to say that I wasn't a saint, I'm finding it hard to be really as black as they paint. I'm reviewing the situation. Can a fella be a villain all his life? All the trials and tribulation. Better settle down and get myself a wife. And a
wife would cook and sew for me, and come for me, and go for me, and go for me, and nag at me. The finger she will wag at me, the money she will take from me, the misery she'll make from me. I think I'd better think it out again. A wife you can keep anyway. I'd rather sleep anyway. Left without anyone in the world, and I'm starting from now. So, how to win friends and to influence people? So how? I'm reviewing the situation. I must quickly look up everyone I know. Titled people with a station who will help me make a real impressive show. I will own a suite at Claridge's and run a fleet of carriages and wave at all the duchesses with friendliness as much as is befitting of my new estate. Good morrow to you, magistrate! Oh, good. I think I'd better think it out again. So where shall I go? Somebody? Who do I know? Nobody. All my dearest companions have always been villains and thieves. So at my time of life, I should start turning over new leaves. I'm reviewing the situation. If you want to eat, you've got to earn a bob. Is it such a humiliation for a robber to perform an honest job? So, a job I'm getting possibly. I wonder who my boss will be. I wonder if you'll take to me, what bonuses you'll make to me. I'll start at 8 and finish late at normal rate and all, but oh, wait. I think I'd better think it out again. What happens when I'm 70? Must come a time, 70, when you're old and it's cold, and who cares if you live or you die? Your one consolation's the money you may have put by. I'm reviewing the situation. I'm a bad one, and a bad one I shall stay. You'll be seeing no transformation, but it's wrong to be a rogue in every way. I don't want nobody hurt for me or made to do the dirt for me. This rotten life is not for me. It's getting far too hot for me. Don't want no one to rob for me. But who will find a job for me? There is no in-between for me. But who will change the scene for me? I think I better think it out again.
That was Jonathan Pryce as Fagin, doing a wonderful acting job with a great song from the score to Oliver. Well, he's decided to sort of stick on the road. He was hewing already. Hewing. You don't get to use that much as a verb. Well, we're dealing with new beginnings today on Broadway to Main Street, and they can be anything. They can be personal. They can be romantic. They can be seasonal. Here is a song in which the whole world revolves and changes through a revolution. From Let Him Eat Cake, the sequel to Of Thee I Sing, here is President Wintergreen storming the White House and becoming Dictator Wintergreen with a new vision for the world. This is a concert version starring Larry Kurt. Let's hear a song by the Gershwins, Let Him Eat Cake.
Oh, comrades, you deserve your daily bread. That's what I have always said. But I'll go further, you shall have a break. From now on, you'll be eating cake.
We always wanted cake, at last we get the break.
I'm asking payment on an ancient debt, as promised by Marie Antoinette.
Comrades, it is clear, the millennium is here.
Let him eat cake, the land of freedom is free once more.
Empty, 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 empty.
Let him eat cake. cake. Let there be sunshine from shore to shore. Now's the time to be waking. Come on, let's start. Now's the time to be taking your part. Let them eat cake. Good times are coming. The skies are clear. Let it be known the whole world over. A new day is here.
We take the land of freedom. Is free once more. Let it be let there be sunshine. From shore to shore, the land of heart is on. Open the door, the hope is gone. Now is the time to be waking. Come on, let's start. Now is the time to be taking.
One way to have a new beginning is to just create a new country. Very strange but wonderful show, Let Him Eat Cake. Well, this may be a time after some summertime romances, like, oh, I guess in Greece or something, you might look at changing your partner. Maybe you have some new romantic roads you'd like to pursue in the fall. Here is the inimitable Fred Astaire in a late jazz album backed by Oscar Peterson to tell us, in Irving Berlin's words, about changing partners.
Must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close with your lips touching his face? Can't you see I'm longing to be in his place? Won't you change partners and dance with me? Please ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. Now you've been locked in his arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again.
dress. Why am I hiding? Why can't I speak? Now that he's held me, now that he's freed me, now that I'm happy. Why can't I say it? Let out.
Last night I touched you, today I see you smile. That's a beginning, isn't it? Something to build on, isn't it?
Why can't I speak? Why can't I show him here in my black dress? Why am I hiding?
Stay together for just a little while. That's a beginning, isn't it? Something to build on, isn't it? Contained and halting, weren't we? Controlled and shy. Today seems different, doesn't it? Just yesterday. Last night, a stranger, today, my gentle friend. That's a beginning, isn't it? Something to build on, isn't it? And who can say where it may end?
Why can't I speak now that he's held me? Now that he's freed me, now that I'm happy. Why can't I say it without the feeling? Why can't I speak?
As Fred Ebb wrote in that song from Zorba, that's a beginning, and who can say where it may end? And that's precisely what we're exploring today on Broadway to Main Street. This is Larry Maslon, your host here on WPPB 88.3 FM, and that was a song from the revival in the mid-80s of Zorba, Robert Westenberg and Debbie Shapiro. And we're going to get Zorba at Encores in the spring, a show I like very much, so I'm excited about that. If you're excited about exploring these kinds of themes and these kinds of shows, let me remind you that we have our own website, Broadway to Main Street, all spelled out in one word, broadwaytomainstreet.com, and you can access, I think now, 120 different shows that we've done over the last 3 years. Well, this may be a time in the fall when you've decided it's time to throw off those shackles of propriety and embrace life as best and most fruitfully as you can. And here is Louis Armstrong to summon up a great Charles Strauss tune from Bye Bye Birdie.
There are chicks just ripe for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those chicks don't know what they're missing. Satchmo's got a lot of living to do. And there's wine all ready for tasting. And there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. That's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do.
May come along.
That was a song you may not know. It's from a musical that lasted one night called Dance a Little Closer, but a great 11 o'clock number about choosing a path. Lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, music by Charles Strauss, sung by Liz Robertson, who was in the original show. Well, let's go to one more, our third Charles Strauss tune. We lost someone very important in the world of show business in the late days of summer, Lauren Bacall. And she won a Tony Award for playing Margot Channing in Applause, score by Strauss and Adams. And you all know the movie All About Eve. But in the musical, she decides that maybe fame and awards and being on the cover of magazines isn't quite as important as being with someone who appreciates you. So that's a new beginning. And here is Lauren Bacall, ultimately joined by Lynn Cariou, to tell us that life offers something greater.
A scrapbook full of clippings of things long forgotten. There's something greater. A picture in the paper that makes you look rotten. There's something greater. The meaningless attention, the bowing and the smirking of some head waiter. That lost and empty feeling, the nights that you're not working. I know there's something better. I know there's something greater. A theater full of strangers adoring you blindly. There's something greater, there's something greater. The friends who know you're lonely and treat you too kindly. There's something greater, there's something greater. There's needing to be where he is. Waking up and there he is. Being to your man what a woman should be. That's something greater, something greater, and finally that's for me.
Lauren Bacall is Margot Channing, taking a new beginning in her life. Well, if you look at fictional and dramatic characters who make big choices at the end of their road to do something different, you couldn't do much better than Ebenezer Scrooge, musicalized many times in many ways. My favorite is a 1970 movie called Scrooge, with a score by Leslie Bricusse, starred Albert Finney. But here's Tony Bennett to sing. I don't know, do you have 11 o'clock numbers in movies? Anyway, the climactic number from Scrooge, and boy, does Tony pull out all the stops. I'll begin again from Scrooge.
I'll begin again. I will build my life. I will live to know that I've fulfilled my life. I'll begin today. Throw away the past and the future I build will be something that will last. I will take the time I have left to live, and I'll give it all that I have left to give. I will live my days for my fellow men, and I'll live in praise of that moment when I was able to begin again.
You know Tony Bennett had that note? I didn't know he had that note. Maybe he didn't know he had that note. But, you know, in the spirit of redemption and change, maybe that's something that inspired him. Anyway, Tony Bennett, in a phenomenal recording of a somewhat underappreciated score from the musical Scrooge, music by Leslie Bricusse, which starred Albert Finney originally. Well, we are coming to the end of this particular road today. I guess today was all about roads, not necessarily roads not taken, but roads now taken and a journey embraced and a way of finding yourself in the fall season. We've got a lot coming up here on Broadway to Main Street in our fall season. I hope you'll join us. One thing that's coming up for me is I have edited 16 classic musicals for two volumes for the esteemed Library of America. And that's going to be published at the end of September. And we'll probably talk more about that as we get closer to the date. And that's great musicals from 1927 to 1969. Showboat, Pal Joey, Oklahoma, Kiss Me Kate, South Pacific, Guys and Dolls, Gypsy, Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, Fiddler on the Roof, which we're going to deal with next week, all the way up to 1776, the musical. So do keep your eye out for that. That's a new beginning for me in the fall. I'm very excited by. And if you are a listener to this show, which I hope you are, you can purchase it. We'll talk more about it. And of course, you can always reinvestigate or investigate for the first time if you haven't our website, www.broadwaytomainstreet.com, where we have now over 120 archived recordings, and I've written some essays and I've written articles, and you can read about that as well. So do tune to that. Well, this may be a time for you to consider your own new beginnings. I hope this music was inspirational to you. These kind of songs tend to be around 10:30, 11 o'clock in a show, which kind of makes sense. Here, to me, is one of the greatest. I mean, imagine a new beginning if you are living in a black ghetto in Charleston, South Carolina, in the 1920s, and you're crippled, and you've no opportunities, and the woman you love has run away and gone to New York, and you don't care about New York, you don't care how far away it is or how difficult it is to get there, you are going to make your way and almost literally throw down your crutches and go after her. And of course, I'm talking about the one and only Porgy from Porgy and Bess. Here is the final number. I think it's brilliantly rendered by Sammy Davis Jr., also once upon a time did a great version of I'll Begin Again from Scrooge. We'll be hearing more about news about Sammy Davis Jr. in the fall as well. So I hope you have a great fall. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope you find your way as Porgy does from Porgy and Bess. Here is Sammy Davis Jr. from the conclusion of that tremendous work. Have a great season. Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.